Have you ever wondered about why sometimes we suffer in our generation with the same symptoms that maybe our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents suffered? Well, you know, the Bible talks about generational curses, generational iniquity that's passed down from one generation to the next. We're going to discover some truths about these Bible principles and how to break out of those strongholds. Today, there's going to be miracles on the program. Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and with me, I have Dr. Frances Miles. Dr. Frances, I am so glad you're on the program today. You are the author of The Order of Melchizedek, which is an amazing book full of teaching to empower the people of God to know how to stand in the kingly and priestly anointing of Jesus Christ. And we're all kings and priests, right?
Amen. We are kings and priests just like Jesus Christ.
Amen. But today specifically, we're going to look at this book, Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek.
Yes.
And we just had lunch together and oh my gosh, there was so much anointing in that restaurant. I thought I was going to... At one point, I had this whale come out of my spirit.
Yes.
I was so excited because of the witness of the spirit with what you were sharing.
I tell you, it is the biggest issue of our times. You know, when I was writing that book, the Lord was talking to me that He wants to take back the genetics of His people from the hands of the enemy.
Wow!
And we've seen miracles, Patricia. We've seen God literally begin to take the genetics of the saints away from the hands of the enemy. Because what people don't understand is this, that when Yeshua sat on that cross, bleeding, and when He said it is finished, that word finished went to every part of the human enterprise.
Come on.
Everything was finished in redemption. Everything had been brought together in redemption.
Amen.
How can that be true? If God left out your genetics and my genetics when they're such a part of us.
And it's so obvious, I feel like, even like many Christians are suffering symptoms today that they say, oh yeah, you know, my grandparents suffered this or my parents suffered it. Like I've got circulatory problems exactly the same as my mother.
Yes.
Or I've got problems with weight, you know, just like my grandmother and my mother. And it seems to be things traveling down through the generation line.
Yes.
And so we're going to see miracles on today's program because Jesus
ones.
is going to give us a breakthrough. I'm so excited.
Yes. Well, He's going to do it. You know, somebody's watching right now. I tell you, it's going to be supernatural. It's going to be very, very powerful. You know, how I got this book was I was walking one day and I felt the presence of the Lord, you know. And he asked me a question, because there's a scripture in Hebrew that says He's able to save us to the uttermost.
Uh-huh.
And I had read it, not thought about it much. And then He comes to me, He says, what do you think I meant? He says, what is the uttermost part of your being? I said, spirit. He says, no. He says, the uttermost part of your being, even science is discovering, is your genetics.
Right.
He says, the genetics have a lot of influence about the person you become.
It's so true.
You know, and so God says, I am able to save you, sozo, healing, deliverance, freedom, to you, the uttermost, where there's nothing the demonic world can hold on to in your genetics.
Wow.
I went like, whoa, Lord, that
Come
is, because I couldn't understand the implication of Patricia. Imagine that there's, the people seeing us right now, who have got genetic anomalies, they can't lose weight, if it has been a family issue. Imagine when the enemy has no authority to mess with their genetics.
Right.
It's some supernatural things are going to happen.
That's wonderful. Now, over lunch, you shared some testimonies, and we're going to share some of those testimonies a little bit later. But what I want you to do for us right now, Dr. Frances, is to give us a foundation for what the Bible says about the generation line. Even you were sharing what generation means, how we cross over from a place where maybe the enemy has a stronghold into a place where we're finished with that it's all cut off. Why don't you share the theology behind it?
Well, the theology is simply this. You know, when God is creating man on the sixth day, He says to Himself, let us make man in our image. Now, everybody would agree that the image of God is a spirit, okay, because God is a spirit. But then there's another word that comes into play that most people have not examined. It's the word likeness.
Right.
He says, and you know, that this species should bear our likeness.
Right.
And God spoke to me. He said, where do you think the likeness, where do you think I put the likeness, my likeness in? He says, where do you find the likeness between a child and the father? What makes a child like the father? And it hit me. It's a genetics, because in the genetics, you don't have to teach a child to talk like dad.
Right.
He's already like dad.
Right.
The design to talk the way or laugh a certain way or right. walk a certain way
right.
is in the genetics.
It's so fun to see that too. I was just looking at my little granddaughter
yes.
yesterday, actually,
yes.
and she was walking exactly the same as her mom.
And so I can guarantee you she didn't go to school for that.
Right, exactly.
You know, so there's no struggle in the likeness. God spoke to me that when I created mankind, he was a perfect specimen. Adam and Eve did not know how to struggle with sin or to live holy like we do. They just like children today, they were just like God in love. They were just like God in forgiveness. They were just like God because their genetics had not yet been invaded by the sin nature.
You have his DNA.
So their DNA, Adam and Eve before the fall
right.
had the same type of DNA Jesus had.
Exactly.
Uncompromised, flawless DNA, exactly bearing the image of God. Well, now then you start going into the Bible and something begins to happen. Because, you know, in chapter 3, the serpent comes in there and he lies to them. And, of course, they fall. Now sin is into the world.
Right.
So something happens. What in science is called genetic mutation. You know, a genetic mutation is when a gene mutates from its original function.
Right.
Okay, but the first genetic mutation was spiritual. Because all things, Patricia, as you know, are first spiritual, then they manifest in the
right.
natural. The natural is just the receiving end of what's happening in the realm of the spirit.
Right.
Okay. So when you get in chapter 5, there's a very interesting chapter there where God says, and these are the generations of Adam in the day the Lord created them, male and female, in his likeness and in his image. Now, so the first embassy of that verse is dealing with man created as the perfect specimen,
right.
perfect genetic specimen. Perfect. Nothing. Literally, you could not attach disease to them because the genetics
right.
couldn't touch it.
Wow.
You could not put any kind of cancer on them because in the genetics, it couldn't work.
Right.
It was flawless DNA, flawless
wow.
bloodlines. But something happens. In verse 2 of the same chapter, there is a mutation because then God says, and then Adam gave birth to Seth, he gave birth to a son in his own likeness. So
right.
they were made in the likeness of God, but by verse 2, something has happened. There's a
right.
downgrade.
Right.
Because the second generation is not born bearing the genetics of God. It's born bearing the genetics of fallen man.
Wow.
That's where the genetic mutation comes from.
Wow.
And that actually was the beginning of generational cases.
Wow. And so every generation then created the next generation in their likeness, and it kept mutating.
Which means it gets worse.
Yes, exactly.
It gets further and further away from the original DNA.
Now, in the Bible, in Exodus,
yes.
it says that the sins of the fathers are visited, actually,
yes.
upon the third and the fourth generation.
Yes.
So that's something that can travel down genetically.
Yes, because remember, let's define the word generation. That's a very interesting word. We're talking about generational cases. The word generation is made up of two English words, Patricia, the word genes and the word ration. So a generation is simply a study of the ration of genes you have received in your generation.
Wow.
So who you are can be directly traced to the ration of genes.
Wow.
So if your ration of genes are already compromised with certain
mm-hmm.
iniquities, maybe
mm-hmm.
drunkenness, you could say, I'm not going to do it, and you end up doing it because it's not your will, it's in the generation.
Right.
It's in your ration of genes.
So that leaves us in a mess, a real mess, accepting that 2,000 years ago, we got delivered.
Yes, because the thing is this, with the gospel, it's like this. We know healing, Jesus paid the price for healing. And you've seen people get healed.
Mm-hmm.
But Patricia, there's few people, God's people, who don't believe in healing.
Right.
So in those communities, God is not healing anybody.
Right.
Does that change the finished work? It doesn't. Because the finished work is all about appropriation.
Right. Now, appropriation means to take what's done
yes.
and to receive it
receive
inside
it.
Yourself.
Yeah. Yes, and apply it.
Yeah.
So God said, it's time now for my children to apply the appropriation that will bring about genetic salvation. Yeah.
So you see it, you see what he did,
yes.
And then you take it and you digest it right on the inside through your faith.
Yes, exactly. You know, you begin to believe that he's called you to have flawless DNA that demons have no right to attach themselves to, and that's why we get into the bloodline of Christ, and I'm looking forward to really be able to get people into a new place where this would be the last time watching this program they ever have to deal with these genetic problems.
Now, Jesus made us a brand new generation. He gave us brand new genes. When we accept Jesus into our heart, he told Nicodemus,
yes.
He said, that which is flesh, but that which is spirit is spirit. So when we accept him into our life, the spirit comes into our human spirit. We become a brand new creation, according to Paul.
Yes.
So we've got this new life on the inside of us that Christ has given.
Yes.
So we have to appropriate that life by faith to letting that life flow forth from us, because that's a new umbilical cord.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We were given a brand new generation line.
Yes.
From that moment.
Yes.
In our spirit first, but then it can work out in other areas with the soul and the body.
Yes. You know, exactly. Because, you know, positionally, we've got all things.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all about appropriation. When God was giving me this, it was all about appropriation. Because he taught me, he said, you know, my people, this has already been purchased. It's not something new. When I said it was finished, I meant everything it was going to take for you to be like me without struggle. That means in your finances, in your health, in your mind, everything it would take to you to be like me, it was finished, purchased. You know, but we got to appropriate the issue that has to do with the genetics.
Right.
And so I would love to tell the audience how we can do this towards the end. But we've seen amazing miracles when people have been able to understand this teaching, and we've been able to lead them through a prayer where they could denounce their compromised bloodlines.
Uh-huh.
Because you cannot hold on to your natural bloodline and hold on to Christ's fullest bloodline.
Come
you can't have two inheritances.
Come on.
You're going to have to give up one.
Give up one. And we know exactly what one we're going to give up.
Exactly.
Right? And when we do this with intention and deliberation,
yes.
Miracles start to happen, because then you step out of the darkness, literally into the light, into the miracle realm, where the shedding of those things that held you back takes place. And we're going to go there. We're actually going to work these miracles. We're going to go for a break right now.
Yes.
And we're going to show you how you can get this book, Breaking Generational Curses. You know, this is only a half-hour program. We can only share so much. You're going to hear some amazing testimonies during the next portion of our program. But this book contains so much information that will build faith inside of you, and so much instruction on how you can walk free, perpetually free from generational curses. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
Well, welcome back. We have with us Dr. Francis Miles.
Yes.
And you have authored Breaking Generational Curses Under the Order of Melchizedek, but also your signature teaching, which is the Order of Melchizedek. In fact, you do entire schools on these subjects.
Yes.
and they can go on your website that's up on the screen to contact you there. So
yes,
it's exciting. Now, over lunch, you shared a testimony with me that is very, very recent.
Yes.
Of a healing miracle that took place in a life that, I mean, in a hopeless situation in the natural, but
yes,
not with God.
Yes, it is a 54-year-old woman in Paducah, Kentucky. We are doing a school of ministry there, and she's got muscular atrophy. Her muscles are congealed, and literally they had to bring her like this into, she had to sit this way, because everything, all the muscles were tight, and she had to use a walker. It was really a horrible condition, and you could see she was in a lot of pain. The husband was so gracious to her, always bring her in and taking her out. And then we had this night where the healing anointing came, and I thought, well, maybe God wants to heal her now. And before I could pray for her, the Lord says, no, she's not going to get healed, but just you're laying hands on her. And he says her problem is genetic.
Right.
He says you need to lead her through the prayer of denouncing her lineage and in favor for what I am offering to her, which is Christ's prophetic lineage. Because people don't know Christ has a lineage.
So so what you're saying is that condition, the Holy Spirit revealed to you that that particular condition
yes,
was as a result of a genetic situation
yes,
that was going to get cut off as she appropriated the new life in Christ, because he doesn't have
yes,
those things in his bloodline.
He doesn't have that in his bloodline. So God says that condition is coming because demonic powers are challenging our body based upon what is attached to our ration of genes.
Wow.
He says, so unless you change the inheritance she has in the ration of genes, the healing is not going to stick.
Right.
She needs something bigger. She needs an overhaul. So we brought her so on the final night, and in front of, there was 200 people in this church. And I told the people, I said, you watch what God's going to do with this woman. So we had, we usually put a prophetic bloodline. We had a red ribbon put on the floor to represent the convergence of our mother's bloodline and our father's bloodline.
So this is like a prophetic act.
It's a prophetic act.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible is full of prophetic acts,
mm-hmm,
but they mean something in the spirit.
Right.
Okay, so we had her stand in front of this bloodline and telling her, I said, remember, your condition is genetic, and the enemy is challenging your healing and holding on to you because of the generational inheritance you have in the genes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord Jesus Christ is about to make you appropriate his generation.
Right.
For in Isaiah, the Bible says, who shall declare his generation?
Right.
So Jesus did not only come to wash us with his blood, he also came as to offer us a new ration of genes.
Mm.
That are not compromised, can never be compromised.
And that's why the Bible says we're a holy generation.
We are yes, exactly.
I love that.
You know, and so we led her in a prayer in which she denounced our allegiance to her father's lineage. And then she denounced our allegiance to her mother's lineage. Okay, and we told her, we're not talking about denouncing your family. We're
right,
talking about denouncing the lineage.
Exactly.
Because you can't have two lineages, Christ's
yeah,
lineage and your natural lineages. You can't
right,
have both, because
right,
one will become more powerful than the other.
Right.
So when she denounced those lineages and said, Lord, I know I accept fully, I appropriate fully Christ's prophetic lineage, in that becomes my inheritance now.
Wow.
And the devil has to leave me alone.
Wow, come on.
Then we said, jump the line, girl. And so she jumped the line. And as Patricia, as soon as she jumped the line, I kid you not, she began to jump up. Her mastrophy left within seconds.
Wow.
And she started jumping. There was holy pandemonium, because these 200 people had seen her for 3 years in that condition. They are now weeping. They are crying. She is dancing. She is doing all kinds of things she's never done before. Husband is crying. You know, just jumping the line. And nobody laid hands on her. She just changed her inheritance.
She just changed inheritance. She appropriated what Jesus did.
And what he done.
Now, just to paint this a little bit more vivid even, because
yes,
over lunch you said that, like, she was, you know, all the atrophy in the chair. And it took her, what, 20 minutes to get in, 20 minutes to get out sometimes?
Yes.
And so it was very, very difficult for her to move.
Yes.
So even to get up.
Yes.
To get on that line, to walk up to that line.
Yes.
Would have been difficult for her.
Difficult. Actually, we had to have two people hold her to the line. Because
wow,
she couldn't stand by herself, Patricia.
She couldn't even stand there.
So
she was
we had people helping her jump the line.
Wow.
Because she couldn't do it.
As soon as she went over.
As soon as they helped her jump the line.
Then she was, woo.
Instantly her feet hit the ground and life came to her body. And she was running, she was jumping. I mean, the place is crying. Little kids, 5 years old, are crying. They can't believe what they're seeing. It was just beautiful, beautiful to see. All because she appropriated, she said to the devil that my old lineage is no longer mine. My inheritance is the generation Jesus purchased.
Right.
And so she appropriated it, right. And instantly God, the devil had to let her go.
Right.
And everything left. And she was healed. It was beautiful sight to see.
So in the spirit,
yes.
God actually used that red line that you put out there in the natural.
Yes.
He just used that as a prophetic point.
Yes.
For her faith.
For her faith.
So she believed.
Yes.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the red line.
No, it has nothing to do with the
red line.
There's
no power in the red line.
There's no power in the red line.
But it indicates crossing over from the generation. So in the spirit,
yes.
She's appropriating by faith the promise. Yeah. She steps over, and in the spirit, the shift happened, and then it manifests in the physical body.
Yes.
Now, this is a very, very massive miracle, because everyone knew that she was a woman who could not do that. She couldn't jump around and dance around.
No, everybody knew. I mean, the pastor was crying. Faith Center, Paducah, Kentucky. You know, the pastor is crying because everybody has seen it. The husband is crying. And then she's talking. And we said to her, what happened to you? You were dancing like a little girl. He said, well, because when I was jumped over, he said, I saw Jesus and he was laughing and he told me, you haven't danced for a while, let's dance. And they began to dance. And she's got tears all over her face. But the following morning, she comes. She's one among the first people to come to the class. She's jumping. She's got a walker gone. All because, Patricia, she realized that he, when he said it is finished, he went as far as the genetics.
Wow.
Now, it was just, it through
the
knowledge.
Outermost part of
to
our
the
being.
Outermost.
Oh, he saves us
to the
outermost, all the way down through the generation line. I love this.
Glory to God.
In our next program, we're going to do another program on this very subject. We're going to share testimony after testimony. We're going to minister miracles, but we're going to minister miracles right now.
Yes.
And so I want you to get ready. You can get more information. Just order the book online. We'll get it to you really fast. Just get a hold of that. But what we want to do right now with a little bit of time we have left is we want to lead you in a prayer. So if you have any kind of atrophy in your body or anything that you can identify at all right now, actually, that is a genetic condition or a generational inheritance, it came down through the bloodline. Take your place right now. We've only got a couple minutes left, but we're going to minister to you. Dr. Francis Miles is going to lead you through a prayer.
Yes. So here's what you're going to do. I want you, wherever you are watching us right now in your home, wherever you are right now, I want you to take a belt or anything that looks like it could be a string. Remember, it's a faith act. Put it on the ground right now and stand in front of it, because that little line is going to represent the convergence of your mother's bloodline and your father's bloodline. Because those are the ones you're going to jump in order for you to receive the inheritance that Christ purchased, where you become a receiver of his prophetic bloodline. So whatever you are, I would like for you to do this. And by the way, I'm feeling that there's a woman by the name of Mary that has got the same condition of mastopathy that we've been talking about, I think. And I'm here in Mary, North Dakota. I don't know what that means. But you get ready. There are miracles right now in the air, Patricia. So right now, I'm going to pray a quick prayer. I want you just to say this after me. And we want you to call us. We want you to email us, because you're about to see miracles. They usually happen within 24 hours. This is so supernatural. This is your new day to get rid of all that generational junk. That's what it is, generational junk in one soup. That's the power of Jesus Christ. So stand up right now, wherever you are, in front of that line, whatever. If you don't have a string, put a book, anything that can look like a line in your mind. So we're going to pray right now. So I want to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I denounce my allegiance to my father's lineage, and I denounce my allegiance to my mother's lineage in favor of the prophetic lineage the Lord Jesus Christ died for on the cross, because I want to be that generation that shall declare his generation. Father, I appropriate right now my prophetic inheritance. I declare I have a new genetic sequence coming in my body through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Now you are ready to jump. I am going to just, when I say jump, I want you to jump over the line. And when you jump over the line, this is the other thing. When you jump over the line, I want you to go into the biggest praise. Give Jesus the biggest praise you've ever given in your life. Why? Because you're coming into his presence with thanksgiving and with his courts with praise. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever you are, I say to you, jump in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. I thank you right now. Right now, Father. Right now. Thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, living God. I thank you, living God. In the name of the Lord, there's an addiction to years of alcohol. There's an addiction to alcohol that's being destroyed as you jump the line right now.
Right
now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are addictions being broken, Patricia. I see them right now as people are jumping those lines. You need to call us because something supernatural is happening. Some of you right now, check your body. Even check your body. You're going to find that you feel differently because God is giving you a new a genetic inheritance in Jesus' mighty name.
It's been wonderful to have you with us. And remember this, God is healing today, yesterday, because he loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
Are you called to God's media army?
Do you want to be a filmmaker?
Filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
And start shooting, directing, and editing films today.
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 XP Filmmaking Bootcamp is a hands-on workshop on the art and craft of filmmaking.
Learn on-set production techniques straight from industry professionals.
Study the language of cinema and the tools of digital filmmaking.
In a hands-on production environment.
This is a full-blown movie shoot.
We take the class through pre-production,
casting,
location scouting, film shoot, and the editing of a live-action short film.
With everyone participating in every aspect of the production process.
Students learn fundamental digital filmmaking skills.
Using professional cameras,
lighting, and editing equipment.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready for the most challenging and rewarding experience of your life.
XP Filmmaking Bootcamp.
Filmmaking Bootcamp.
Filmmaking Bootcamp.
Practical training for God's media army.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.